Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island. I'm Donna Donna and my guest in the studio today from Long Island Home Builders Care is the president of Long Island Home Builders Care, Mike Sudo. It's very nice to have you here, Mike.
Thank you, Donna. It's awesome to be here.
I'm sorry. I know that Lois Frick, who is your operations director, was supposed to be here, but she took ill. So I get the president. I'm very, very impressed. It's nice to have you here. And Lois, better soon. So Long Island Home Builders Care.
It's a charitable arm of the Long Island Builders Institute.
So what is the Long Island Builders Institute?
The Long Island Builders Institute is a is an organization made up of, obviously, builders on Long Island and associate members. So associate members can range from anybody like myself to plumbers.
And you, what is your business?
I own Deer Park Stairs. Okay. I make wood stairs and rails. And you know, we have lawyers. As a matter of fact, you guys are members of Long Island Home Builders.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed. So, and I see you have landscapers.
Landscapers.
You have all sorts of trades.
Title
people.
Companies, attorneys, real estate agents. It's pretty wide ranging.
How long has the Long Island Builders Institute been around?
You know, I should know this. We just
you
celebrated.
You are the president.
Well, I'm the president of the charitable arm.
Oh, okay.
That's so that's right. A completely separate organization.
Yeah. So we don't know. I'm sure the Long Island Builders Institute has been on Long Island since the Native Americans were
here. I know it's been
here.
Over 75 years. How many years over 75? I'm not sure.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So you're an impressive presence on Long Island. And the Long Island Home Builders Care, when did that come about?
So Libby, the Builders Institute, had a charitable portion of its, you know, what it did. But the Home Builders Care actually was established in 2001. We've done some pretty amazing things ever since.
You have. I was looking at your website. I was very impressed.
Yeah, it was August of 2001, and then we all know what happened in September of 2001.
Oh, so then you really stepped into high gear, I bet, correct?
We did. We had we'd raised over $400,000 for victims and families of those who suffered in.
That's serious cash.
Yeah.
God bless.
So. We've done some other pretty amazing things since.
Before we get rolling, let me tell everyone that the website for Long Island Home Builders Care is lihbc.org. That's lihbc.org. And you have been involved in so many different projects. Tell us some of the projects that you've been involved with.
I've been the president since 2015, but I've been active in the group for probably, you know, maybe, you know, 5 or 10 years before that. We, in 2000, I think it was 2008, we did a project for Habitat for Humanity. And you can check out all these projects on our website. There's a whole lot more, but we built part of the Builders Blitz. We built 5 houses in 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Here on Long Island.
Here on Long Island, yep.
Yeah, I saw the Habitat for Humanity Builders Blitz, and I thought, what is that?
And what was really amazing about it was, you know, other people get involved in building for their Builders Blitz or building for Habitat for Humanity. But when our group got involved, we didn't just stop at building the houses. Yeah. You know, we bought these are first-time home buyers. They don't have a lot of things that, you know, other people might have. We bought the garden hoses, the plants to decorate the house. Basically, had a housewarming party for these people. So they were really set. It was pretty awesome to be a part of.
Oh, I bet it was. 5 families getting their first-time home.
Yep.
Wow.
And Habitat, as we all know, is a great organization. So that was awesome to be a part of.
Is that a regular thing, the Habitat for Humanity Builders Blitz?
I think they do it regularly. We don't always get involved in it. We built other houses for Habitat for Humanity over the years. But that was a really interesting one, doing actually 5 houses in 5 days. We've done some other projects on our own, renovations and stuff like that.
And then I wanted to ask you about the renovations for handicapped, especially children, it seems like. Could you tell us about some of those projects?
Sure, yeah. We've had, in the past few years, we've taken on a couple of projects that are really, really special. 2 years ago, we took on one for these for this family that has two boys with a rare disorder. Both boys are bound to wheelchairs. They need special care. The family was living in a house that needed some renovations. They came to us looking for some renovations to be done, and we agreed to do it. So I had heard of this family about a year prior to them actually making an application with us.
I have it here. It's the Accardi family.
Yes. Yep.
And they're young boys, four and five at the time.
Two really cute, adorable young boys.
And you had to make the home wheelchair accessible?
Wheelchair accessible. We added an elevator for them.
Wow.
Yeah, so that they could get down into the newly finished basement that we helped finish. And we did some repairs to around the house, new kitchen. The backyard needed to be modified and mm-hmm. landscaped. And we had done a lot of work internally. But before we got started, I knew that the family desperately had been raising money for several years to try to get a van that the two boys could both fit in with both of their power chairs,
Yeah. Which
is a challenge. You know, most vans are outfitted to be able to accommodate one, but to have to deal with two, that was really problematic. And
very expensive, I'm sure.
Very expensive. I remember when I had first heard about them, I think they were looking at numbers close to $100,000 for a van.
Wow.
So when we agreed to take on the renovation, I had it in the back of my mind. I said I knew we needed to get involved with this van somehow. And my board is amazing. When we got started with the project, they decided very shortly, the renovations of the house is the one thing, but these boys need freedom. They need to be able to leave the house. The family, if they wanted to go somewhere, they would have to rent sometimes a flatbed trailer.
Wow.
To be able to tow the, it was just insane, insanity. So we had decided that we were going to one way or another help the family get the van, and we were able to do that. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I bet it was awesome. And I was looking at your board. You have a lot of impressive people on your board from different trades on Long Island, and it sounds like a passion project.
It really is. And I got to tell you, funny little story. I didn't want to be the president of Home Builders Care. the organization had gone through a couple of years where we were not doing quite as many projects. And Charlie Mancini, the chairman of the board, came to me and I told him, no, I didn't think I was the right guy for the job. And he says, I think you are. Then he told me who he was going to surround me with. And the list of names of people, if you go to the website, I don't know if I have time to mention them all here.
I was going to say, why don't you do a few shout-outs?
Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Awesome. That would be great. Thank
you.
If
you're just joining us, we are talking with Mike Sudo, who is the president of LIHBC, Long Island Home Builders Care, and mentioned some of the great men and women who help out.
Jay Ratto from Jay Ratto Landscaping. He's my vice president. The man does not know how to say no. John Weiss from Engel Berman. I call John Superman because he is a Superman. He just incredible passion for helping people. Anthony Bartone is our treasurer from Bartone Properties. Nick Dalvano is my secretary from Always Elevator. Ira Adler from Sir Tilman Ballon. Glenn Cervani from GRCH Architecture. Grant Havasey from Blue and Gold Homes. Rob Morandi from Freedom Mortgage. Andrew Negree from Sankus Insurance Agency. Beth Howard Price from Plessers Appliance, another just an amazing all-star. Plessers had a charity golf outing a few months ago mm-hmm. and donated all the proceeds to our event, raised over $30,000.
Wow.
She is just a real gem. Alan Kennemer from Constantino, North America, another great guy. He had a comedy night the other night, and it was a second annual comedy night, and some comedians came down. Did a fundraiser. He had it was done at Constantino's showroom, and all the comedians, they were there for the second year. They donated their time. Really, really funny guys. Mark, if I could mention their names real quick too. Mark Breyer, Harry Friedman, Howard Newman, Les Baer, Mike Keegan, and Les Deegan. These guys just killed it. And we had over 100 people there, and raised quite a bit of money.
So the Long Island Home...
Real quick, three more board members.
Sure.
So David Scrow from Country View Properties. I believe he's one of the founders as well of the group. Kelly Heck from TriTech Real Estate. And I mentioned earlier, Charlie Mancini, he's the chairman of the board from the Park Ridge Organization. And our operations director, who was supposed to be here today, Lois Fricke, nothing happens at Libby or Long Island Home Builders Care without Lois. And the upcoming projects that we'll get to later,
yeah,
these are really her passions. I mean, she put these together. I wish she was here to talk about them. Yeah. Just a fantastic lady. And
well, listening to just to who was on your board, it sounds like you guys really have so many people with different areas of expertise that can bring so many resources to each project.
We do. But, you know, like I said, I didn't want to be the president of Home Builders Care, but when I saw who I was going to be surrounded by, it's not the resources, it's the passion. Yeah. You know, you go to a board meeting and everybody, they just want to give and give and give, and nobody really ever says, it's rare that we say no, or these guys are just incredible to be around.
And I know that you did an amazing project for the McGoldrick family. Mm-hmm. Who helped a preteen girl
in a
wheelchair.
That was a really nice one. It was an easy one for us too, but this was really nice. So Candace, she's a 12-year-old girl with just another horrible disease, FOXG1 syndrome, which the best way to describe it would be if you could, if you imagine putting together somebody with Down syndrome, epilepsy, and I can't think of the third one. It just put them all together. Mm. Oh, and by the way, she's non-communicative.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. She's very communicative. She just
doesn't speak.
Okay. I mean, she definitely communicates. You can see lights up like a Christmas tree.
I can see by her pictures here.
She's just a sweet little girl. So anyway, her bedroom is on the second floor of the house. And the family, she's a teenage girl. You know, they had a hard time, even with a chairlift, they had a hard time getting her upstairs and down every day. So they wanted to convert their living room into a bedroom. That was all they asked for. And the decorators, Anne-Marie DeSalvo, came in, helped design everything in the room. I mean, if you go to the website, look at some of the pictures. They thought bright colors and stimulating patterns, everything that the mom had put input in there.
Everything that a preteen girl wants.
Exactly. So, but again, we started there with just moving the room downstairs. But, you know, these guys don't ever just stop with what's being asked for.
Yeah.
So Candace had, you know, kicked out the railing on the stair going up. So we replaced that out. She has to sleep with a weighted blanket because she has seizures. That's the other thing. So she sleeps with, but that gets really hot in the summer. They didn't have central air conditioning. So we added air conditioning to the house. And it's just really fun being a part of a group of people that said, what else can we do?
Yeah.
Oh, and then we also bought a chair for her. That's it's called a chill out roller, which really, for her, she had seen it at a, or the parents had seen it at a, some kind of a seminar somewhere at, or a conference or something. And she really responded well to the chair. It's covered, it's soft, it's got all the things that she needs. And so we bought her that chair also.
Gives her a good way to get around.
Yeah.
Feel like she's in her own little sports car.
Yeah, so she is just a dynamite little girl.
That's great. We are talking with Mike Sudo, who is the president of LIHBC, Long Island Home Builders Care, which is the charitable arm of the Long Island Builders Institute. And before we go any further, you guys have a lot of fundraisers, but I'm just driving along in my car this Sunday morning and I'm hearing you and I would like to make a donation because I can hear your passion and your sincerity coming right through the microphone. How do I do that?
Well, there's several different ways. You can go to our website, which you mentioned before, lahbc.org, and there's a donation link. You can mail a check to LAHBC at 1757-8 Veterans Memorial Highway, Islandia, New York, 11749. Or you can call the office, 631-232-2345, and they could coordinate some way to
LIHBC.org. You can make a donation with your credit card. You can make a donation through PayPal.
PayPal, it's easy. Yep.
But say now I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, boy, I would love to volunteer for this organization. It sounds like very rewarding work that they do. Do you take volunteers?
As needed, if we have a special project. So everything at LIHBC is done by volunteers, including our operations director, Lois. Most of the things that are, you know, we don't have anybody on paid staff, so it is all done through volunteer work. So whenever a donation's made, as much as humanly possible goes directly to the cause. When there is a need, we reach out for volunteers, but you know, if we're doing a fundraiser for a toy drive, we have enough resources of manpower and stuff with the 650 companies that fall under the umbrella of home builders, the Long Island Builders Institute, that we generally have enough people inside. But there definitely are projects where we look for volunteers. And like we had a walkathon this year, which was just amazing. Started Robert Moses Field 5. I think we had 165 people. It was $50 or $75 a family.
So you raised quite a bit of money.
And it was per family. So if you know, you had five kids, seven kids, whatever it is, you know, it was $75. Dean Cirillo, the owner of Surf's Out, is where we walked to. We had a band there. We had, it comes with the free food and soft drinks. And Dean does a really nice job at Surf's Out there supporting us.
So if you want to get involved with the walkathon next year, it's a yearly event. So go to LIHBC.org. All of the information is there. And what is Adopt a Shelter?
Okay, so we have a couple of different projects that we're going to be doing that are coming on. And one of them is we're adopting a shelter through Christmas Magic. There's a shelter in Medford, Pathways to Recovery. It's got right now about 20 kids, ages infant to 18, and the kids will be making a list of what they like for Christmas, and we will show up.
Is this a homeless shelter?
It's a homeless shelter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
they can actually write a letter to Santa Claus.
They can write a letter to Santa Claus, and we will fill the list specifically for what they desire. You know, which we did this a few years ago, and one of the kids asked for a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You know,
So
we'll get them the shoes too, but we'd like to get them something you know, that like everybody wants for Christmas. You know. Whatever that may be. So
it's interesting because we had John Thiessen from the John Thiessen Children's Foundation here a couple of weeks ago, and he does so much for so many children on Long Island, and he says the same things. I want to give them a game system, or I want to give them some, you know, a toy that they want, and they're asking for a coat.
Yeah. You know? So on top of the Christmas Magic, we also have an ongoing toy drive. And in the past, we've actually donated our toys to
Thiessen's.
This year, we're doing something a little different. Lois worked with Suffolk County legislator Monica Martinez, and we found a different place to donate the toys to this year. So we'll be working with her to get our toy drives to the toys to someplace in Islip. We're also working with the legislator Martinez with a warm coat and coats and clothes drive. That's ongoing also. Anybody can bring down warm coats to the Libby office, which was the address that I gave before, 1757-8 Veterans Memorial Highway, Islandia. If you go on Facebook, you can find us, and I'll actually post a list of other places. You can come down to my office for a food, coat. Or toy drive. My office is 51 Kennedy Avenue in Blue Point, 11715.
You can get all the info again at LIHBC.org.
Yep.
And you talked about Adopt a Shelter, where you adopt a homeless shelter. But earlier this year, I came to an event where several members of the Long Island Builders Institute adopted a pet shelter.
Yes, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. Tell us about that.
So this started actually a few years ago. We had 2 years ago, we had at our trade show, we wanted to do something to kind of bring all our resources together, maybe bring a little attention and do something nice. So we built toy houses. These toy houses were just insane. One of them had air conditioning, heat, TV, Engel Berman, Superman, we were talking about before, John Weiss, you know, his company had built that. Just incredible. If you go to their website, you can see a picture of some of these toy houses. So we said, well,
so the toy house was meant to go in someone's backyard.
That was meant to go in somebody's backyard. Okay. So Jay Ratto, he's the chairman of the trade show committee. He's also my vice president here at Home Builders Care. He said he came up with the idea, well, we did the playhouses. Let's try to do something different to pet houses. And that was quite an event. That was pretty awesome. So you get people that know how to build things going into competition against each other to try to build things. We made some pretty, pretty awesome things.
I'll say one house was more impressive than the next. I mean, high design went into them and the amenities.
You liked mine best, though, right?
I did. I don't remember which one was which.
But we built a dinosaur. I don't know if you remember the dinosaur.
Yeah. Yours was a dinosaur. I tell you, some of these houses were nicer than the house I live in.
And they were pretty impressive.
And so it was the competition, and I can't recall who won, but honestly, it was the animal shelters who all won.
That was the point of it. Everybody won some kind of an award. I think we won most creative and safest. And the best part about that was, you know, we had the kids come down to judge these, you know. So it's same thing with the playhouses. It was interactive. We had some guest judges and the kids judged. It was a really, really fun event to be a part of. So,
and tell me about the Gregory Mancini Memorial Scholarship Fund.
So the Gregory Mancini, the scholarship fund, we took that over in 2006. It's named after Charlie Mancini's brother, who had passed away several years ago when he was active at Park Ridge Organization, his company. He had started a scholarship fund, and he decided, seeing where things were going with Home Builders Care, he gave it over to us to administer. So since we've taken it over in 2006, we've given out over $150,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is for...
It's open to any child or grandchild that has... if you work at a member company and your child or grandchild is going off to college, they would be out.
You can apply for the scholarship.
So somebody at WBAB, somebody who works at National Grid, if you work in construction, if you work in a bank, odds are you're a member. So it encompasses so many people on Long Island.
Oh, that's great to know. Yeah. Again, libc.org. And also, you talked about the wonderful work that you did for a couple of families retrofitting their homes to be handicapped accessible. There's so many families.
It's not easy. You know, we have another project actually now that we just agreed to take on. We'll be starting it soon. And this one I really, really like, because this one kind of touched me for some reason. It was this 86-year-old woman in Ronkonkoma who had given a deposit. A company had come in, done a driveway in her neighborhood. They brought her over to see it, said, yeah, you know what, I could use a new driveway. They came in, tore up a driveway, and left, just disappeared. We had made, I think it was a police officer that took the report, knew about us, and passed her name along to us. We had agreed to do the job. I met with her to sign some paperwork, and I just felt like when I was talking to her that I was missing an opportunity here, you know? Mm-hmm. So I gave her a call, and I said, Doris, do you mind if I come back? Can we sit down and talk for a little bit? And I'm glad I did. She's just such an amazing, wonderful woman. She's a widow for about 10 years, and she's dedicated her life to service. You know, she volunteers for a lot of different programs, and she wasn't too easy about giving up the information. It's like she's just doing it. But she works for this company, I believe it's called Living Dolls, and they make handmade dolls for children have challenges. I've heard they even go to like Haiti with some of these, but they're made here on Long Island. I think there's other places that they make them. She makes the clothes for some of the dolls. She hand makes the clothes. Oh. I'm like, oh, that's great, Doris. Well, you know, what other things you're in? And she's part of a group called Homemakers, where they take on a project at a time. And right now, she's knitting blankets and hats for babies born with Down syndrome. She's gotten involved with other projects and.
You wanted to do something nice for her.
Well, we had already agreed to do something nice. Uh-huh. And then when I really sat down with her, and I thought I'd sit with her for about 5-10 minutes. I think I sat with her about 45 minutes and I didn't want to leave. It just felt really good to be able to do something for somebody that is just about doing good in the world.
For others,
you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So that I'm really excited to be taking on that project as well.
What I wanted to ask was families that have a need that may be listening to this show right now, I'm sure you could become inundated with requests. How do you screen? What's the process?
We do have somebody has to apply, and we do have a screening process, and we don't take every project, unfortunately. Yeah. That is the absolute worst part about my job.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, getting to sit here to being able to
say no to.
Being able to talk with the legendary Donna on the radio, that's one of the perks. But having to tell a family that their project, and it's never somebody that doesn't have a need. Mm-hmm. It's just not a need that we can take on. And there have been a couple. And that is just the worst thing to have to say to no to a family.
It is. Well, I admire you and the work that your organization. We're talking to Mike Sudo, who is the president of LIHBC, which is Long Island Home Builders Care, and it's the charitable arm of the Long Island Builders Institute. And it's hard to believe we're out of time already.
Wow. Are you serious?
I am serious.
Wow. This is great.
So this is your last chance. If there's anything that you haven't mentioned that you would like the public to know.
There just is too many things that we have going on. Check out our website. Like us on Facebook and follow some of the things that we're up to. It is an amazing group, and it is all volunteer-based. I don't think you could find a better charity on Long Island. Long Island people helping Long Island people. So.
And quickly, the website is lihbc.org.
Thank you for spending this time with me. Yeah. It was really an honor.
Thanks for coming in. It was an inspiration.
Thank you, Donna.